We are going to have our final interview with a Cooperative Light and Power board member candidate. Justin Osagen is with me via phone. He is a candidate for District 2. And thank you so much, Justin, for being with us this morning.
Great. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked the others, which I had in front of me, and now I've lost them, but I think I know them by now. So I'll just go ahead and ask you, first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be interested in being a board member for Co-op Light and Power.
Sure. My name is Justin Osagen, and I live in Duluth Township on the App Road, just right off the top of Homestead Road. That places me in CLP District 2. And CLP District 2 is one of two districts that has election this year. And knowing that that seat was open, I became interested in joining, or at least running for the board. I've lived here in Duluth Township for 9 years, and I've become very involved in the community at that time. When I first moved here, I set up a fruit farm and became really involved in the local community through a number of things that running the fruit farm involves. I have people come here to pick fruit. But beyond that, I've for years have gone to the farmers market in Two Harbors every Saturday. I worked with a group of other neighbors to start the Clover Valley Farm Fest, which is at the end of August each year. I am involved in a slew of local organizations, including the zoning board for Duluth Township. So to me, it seemed like a little bit of almost a logical next step. I like serving the community. I think that I'm fairly well known here, although I'm a newcomer by some standards. But I'm just interested in continuing to be an in-depth part of the community and to serving my neighbors. And running for the CLP board position seems like the next logical step for me.
Thank you. And what do you believe are the key responsibilities of a board member?
One of the most exciting things about having a rural electric cooperative is that the people who use the power, that's us, the residents, are able to influence the steps that our power company takes to provide that power to us. A few years ago, there was a little bit of a shakeup out in my rural area because the power company was spraying the rights of way for power lines to keep trees out of the branches and things. And some people didn't want the chemicals in their yards. But one thing that's fantastic about having a power co-op is that we as community members can be involved and we can influence the decisions that the co-op takes. So do they spray to get trees out of the power lines, or do they come through and manually remove that stuff, you know, with clippers and chainsaws? So with a co-op, there's space in that for we as community members to be involved in how those decisions are made. There's also space for board members to help influence where the co-op sources its power from, how that power is produced, how it's delivered to us. So the board members play a very important role in ensuring that every time we turn on a power switch, that we've got power when we want it. But then beyond that, determining, you know, how does that power get to our homes? So I'm quite excited about this and am just delighted that I've been able to get my name on the ballot.
All right. And tell us a little bit about, I mean, you have already about yourself, but like what particular strengths do you think you bring to this?
So let me just pat myself on the back here. I think I'm a pretty nice guy. I'm not someone that gets angry very easily. And I'm always interested in hearing other opinions. And I'm always interested in learning things that I don't know. I can't say never, because that's a dangerous word. But I try never to come to a table with a hard opinion formed. So if I'm on the board and we're looking at, you know, how are we going to ensure that trees don't blow down in a windstorm and take out the power for some of our customers, I don't want to have a hard and fast position that says we can only do it one way. I'm interested in hearing from specialists who have training in what's effective, what's affordable, what's the most effective way for us to maintain the power grid that serves our community in a way that keeps everyone happy and keeps the lights on.
All right. Thank you. And then I just want to make sure we haven't left any stones unturned. And I want to ask you if there's anything else you want to say.
Well, just delighted that I've got a number of people interested in supporting my candidacy. The voting must be done in person at the high school on, I think it's April 12th. It's a Saturday morning. It's an early meeting. If you're interested in shaping the future of our power co-op, please turn out. Don't have to vote for me, but please be involved in the democratic process in our community.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a pretty big event with pancake breakfast and stuff for the kids and a meeting and a vote and the bylaws, a lot of different things going on. So I have been shouting that out all morning, and I'll say it one more time to add to your plea right there, Justin. So thank you so much. And
great.
I'm
Thanks.
Sure we will have you on again in one other capacity or another. So thanks again for being on the air with us.
Sounds great. Have a good morning.
Yep. Bye-bye. That was Justin Osagen, the candidate for District 2 in Co-op Light and Power Board of Directors. Also, you can vote on bylaws, which would allow you to vote not in person. Just someone mentioned that earlier. And just making sure everybody knows that if you live outside of the listening area of KTWH, you can always go to ktwh.org and stream online in time so you can hear these just as if you're listening to the radio. And if that doesn't work, the interviews are also archived in the weekly roundup. So it's going to be very doable for everyone to have an opportunity to listen to these interviews.